Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. India and Canada today exchanged 3 agreements in different areas, including critical mineral cooperation, promoting the use of renewable energy, and cultural cooperation. The agreements were signed following delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Canadian counterpart Mark Carney in New Delhi. Both the leaders reviewed the progress achieved so far across diverse areas of the India-Canada strategic partnership. Addressing a joint press meet after the talks, Prime Minister Modi said, "The current situation in West Asia is a matter of deep concern." He said India supports the resolution of all disputes through dialogue and diplomacy.
पश्चिम एशिया की वर्तमान स्थिति हमारे लिए गहरी चिंता का विषय है। भारत डायलॉग और डिप्लोमेसी के माध्यम से सभी विवादों का समाधान का समर्थन करता है। इस क्षेत्र में मौजूद सभी भारतीय नागरिकों की सुरक्षा के लिए हम सभी देशों के साथ मिलकर काम करते रहेंगे।
Prime Minister Modi said India and Canada have set an ambitious target to expand bilateral trade to $50 billion by 2030. He added that the two sides today decided to establish the India-Canada Defence Dialogue. Prime Minister Carney said Canada is renewing its relationship with India and expanding its ties. He said Canada and India are building a strong foundation in trade, defence and energy. Later, Prime Minister Modi and his Canadian counterpart took part in the India-Canada CEOs Forum. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said, "Today, India is the world's fastest growing major economy." The Prime Minister said, "Behind this transformation is the strength of robust domestic demand, a young population, large-scale investment, and digital technology." Prime Minister Mark Carney is on a 4-day visit to India since Friday. The External Affairs Ministry today said that Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney's visit to India marks an important inflection point in the relations between the two countries. Briefing the media in New Delhi on an official visit of Canadian Prime Minister to India, P. Kumaran, Secretary East, said that the visit witnessed substantial commercial outcomes as well, including in areas of clean energy and fintech. He added that energy cooperation emerged as a defining pillar of this visit. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah today launched the Bharatiya Janata Party's Parivartan Yatra from Rai Dighi in Dakhina Chobisho Parganas. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Shah asserted that the people of West Bengal were now seeking change. He said the people in the state are distressed under what he described as the misrule of the ruling Trinamool Congress. Conflict in West Asia has intensified further as Iran and joint forces of Israel and US exchanged a new wave of missile and drone attacks. Iran and Iranian-backed militias continue to strike US assets across the Gulf countries, including UAE, Kuwait, Bahrain, and other areas. On the other hand, Israel and the US pounded targets in Iran. Britain, France, and Germany have said that they are ready to work with the US to counter Iran's attacks, and a group of Gulf countries said that it reserved the right to respond to Iranian strikes. Meanwhile, Kuwait Ministry of Defense today said several American warplanes crashed, but their crews survived, as tensions across West Asia continue to escalate. The official said Kuwaiti authorities coordinated directly with U.S. forces to assess the circumstances and undertake joint technical measures. The developments come following a widening regional conflict triggered by the killing of Ayatollah Ali Khamenei in joint strikes by Israel and the U.S. over the weekend. Meanwhile, Amazon said that its cloud unit's data centers in Bahrain and the UAE were facing power and connectivity issues as Iranian retaliatory strikes hit airports, ports and residential areas across the wider Gulf. The center has issued a cautionary letter to states against possible violence in India in the wake of Israel-US strikes against Iran. Sources said that the Union Ministry of Home Affairs has written a letter to all states and union territories asking them to identify pro-Iran radical preachers giving inflammatory sermons. The letter underscores the need for intensified intelligence sharing and preventive action to avert any law and order breakdown. And that is the end of this news bulletin.